This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so baseball. Listen to this. By the way, you don't hear people yanging and yelling and screaming right now about this small market stuff when you see the four teams that are left and potentially an L.A. New York World Series. You don't hear about that. But anyway, four divisions. Tracy Ringlesby, longtime writer from Colorado, really good guy, wears a cowboy hat all the time, big Wyoming grad. He'll tell you about it, too. If you ever have a conversation with him, he'll tell you about his Cowboys. Super, super guy. Anyway, so he's got wind of this, that he thinks it's inevitable, Tracy does, that baseball is going to go to four. They're going to expand by two teams, Montreal, Portland, Oregon, and this is coming down the pike, and that they're going to go to four geographic divisions. So they're going to bounce from 30 to 32, mm-hmm. and then 18, four geographic divisions. And what does that mean to baseball? Who cares? What's it mean to Pittsburgh? That's what Pittsburghers care about.
Correct.
And what it means to Pittsburgh would be this. Jim, are you ready for 705? Because that's what I'm ready for. Forget 810, forget 830, forget all that stuff. Are you ready for 705 first pitch?
Sure. Give me some 105s, 1235s, and 135s as well.
Well, I think Miami's 710 starts. But anyway, here we are. Pirates, Atlanta, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Miami, Philly, Tampa, and Washington. What does that all mean? Everything in the Eastern time zone. That makes Jim Colony happy. Would that make you happy, right? All 7 o'clock starts, all in the Eastern time zone. You get rid of Milwaukee, you get rid of Chicago more so because of the competitive stuff. Again, there's no definitive
and
St. Louis. There's no definitive timeline on any of this, but if that would come down, and it would scale back to 156 games to allow teams 1 day a week of being off, 1 day a week of travel, which would be a seismic shift in the schedule to scale back from 162 to 156. I love it. Give it to me yesterday if that would happen. I don't like expansion. If we're seeing home runs now and we're seeing balls hit all over the place, we're trying to find more pitchers now, then the relief pitching will be terrible. But if that's the trade-off to have geographic and they would get rid of AL and NL probably and just go for, and then the division winners would make the playoffs. I have the playoff system here. But first of all, what do you like about the geographic stuff?
Why not do it?
I'm with you.
Would be the question. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan of convenience. I'm not a traditionalist that in the means of baseball needing to see that. I like the shakeup. I think it works great.
I'm trying to think. It would be nice if Cleveland were involved in that. But what are they going to throw the Indians in with the two New York teams, the Red Sox?
Yeah,
Toronto,
I was looking
Montreal.
At the, as far as it was in terms of Pirates
like
specific.
The hockey divisions.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird with the two Florida teams.
Yeah, it'd be exactly like the hockey division. Here we go. Here's the proposal that Ringlesby describes. Okay, so the East would be, I described. North, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Montreal, and both New York franchises in Toronto. That's the North. Midwest, both Chicago's, Colorado, Houston, Kansas City, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Texas. And then West, Anaheim, Arizona, L.A., Oakland, Portland, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle. The schedule would include 12 games, 6 home, 6 road, against each of the 7 divisional opponents. So that would work. And, yeah.
See, I was thinking, though, that they if they cut back 6 regular season games, which is for everybody, which is that's a lot of lost TV revenue locally, that it's got to be made up with postseason money. But it almost sounds like
fan interest
postseason.
Could be maintained by allowing for the four first place teams in each division to advance to the postseason and having play-in games against the 8 remaining teams with the best records, is what Ringlesby writes. The winners of the 4 wild card games would advance to the division series, which would feature a wild card team against each division champion. And so then you would move
okay,
on.
Okay, so there are your extra
yes,
games.
Wouldn't that also be a good time to do something with the DH as well?
It would be all across baseball.
Yeah.
Yes. It would drastically reduce travel.
I like it all around.
And it would keep teams in their time zones a lot. That's where you reduce the travel.
And you know, travel for Eastern teams is really, we talk about this in hockey all the time, it's nothing.
And the other
for
thing
the Western
too,
teams, it sucks.
With a day off each week, then you have that regular rest routine for your pitching rotation, if you want to stick with a standard pitching rotation. Yeah. That helps as well. I don't know. And then it off in there wouldn't be those Sunday doubleheaders and Monday, you know, with a day off every week, there'd be that regular rest routine. And with prior to expansion, when teams would play like Sunday doubleheaders and Monday would be off, it'd be so teams didn't have to make those long flights arriving in cities at like 3 a.m. You could use your off day to travel. Follow what I'm saying? So that there's
But make up days too.
Correct. Or make it makes all the sense in the world. The only part I don't like is you have to add two teams to do this in an already diluted talent pool. Mm-hmm. But if that's the sacrifice, that's the sacrifice. So I don't have to stay up and watch an 8-10 start against Milwaukee to talk about it the next day. For purely selfish reasons, and that's all I
that's
care all right. about at this point
well,
in my life.
I
don't want to watch a game else. In St. Louis anymore and stay up.
Jim, if you were a ball player, does this you like this? I mean, if you had a girlfriend in every city, you have to start over, of course.
Yeah.
But do you like it?
That would be tough. More side pieces. isn't that what they call them?
That's what you called them.
Okay.
You know.
I just listen to music.
Takes one to
that's,
know
that's
one.
Where, that's where I get everything.
Man.
Yeah, why not? It'd be different. Baseball's been through a few changes here and there. Adding the DH would irritate a few people that would have to add to their payroll.
One of them we have on Wednesdays at 8:30 here on The Fan during baseball season, Mr. Bob Walk.
Oh, that's right.
He might quit. He might go up to that cabin.
Yeah, what was his his proposal on this, one of these expansion. I'd heard about
no
expansion
No timetable
teams.
At all.
Okay, but in other words, this is nothing imminent, and we're probably talking about, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, at least, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Nothing imminent, but you never know. But it feels like Rob Manfred's a guy that wants to shake stuff up and shake it up quickly. I mean, he got different stuff in the game pretty quick. You know, he got the intentional walk in the game real quick without having to throw the pitches. So I think he's a pretty expeditious guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.